Agaloa at the clock tower led. Embolism and Azar coming out after him. Then came Luna Fox, Jet Propulsion. Still Tagaloa. Embolism coming at him and Luna Fox. Tagaloa looking to hold on. Luna Fox and Cherry Tortoni from the clouds. Luna Fox! Luna Fox, it's a boil over in the Guineas. Beat Cherry Tortoni, photo third. Tagaloa or Embolism from Zoodancer Bel Toro.
You betcha, it was a boil over. $301. That doesn't happen too often. In fact, it's never happened before in a Group 1 in Australian racing. What a performance by Luna Fox to take out the Australian Guineas. Nice call again there by the best in Matty Hill. And Paul Prushka was at home, so I learned through the day. And the trainer of Luna Fox, he's one of our favourites on the Breakfast Club, and I'm sure he's pretty happy today. Paul, good morning.
Morning, man. How are you?
We are well. How are you? And more importantly, how were you watching the race?
Yeah, I was I was lucky I was on my own. I got to enjoy it and done it in my style. So, it was a great thing to have happen. Just such a shock because, you just don't expect to win those races, you know?
Right. So you went in thinking that you were no champion. You're 12 and a half lengths off, 13 lengths off Tagaloa and the CS Hayes a fortnight ago. Over the 1400, you chucked the shades on, Paul. You must have been thinking that might have helped to a degree.
Yeah, look, it was a good prep last prep, and he showed he had the ability. But before he went into the Guineas, for me, he'd gone off. You know, he came off the tucker, and just things didn't go right from there on, you know. And I thought he still ran a credible race there for the under the conditions. And I thought, we'll bring him back this prep and train him a bit lighter. Maybe I took the speed out of him on the sand, you know. And when I seen his first up run, I thought, we're going back to the old way, mate. this didn't work. This didn't work, and but to the credit, you know, to the horse's credit, his work had been up to scratch, and the first up run was a real just hit me hard between the eyes, really, and so we just went hard to work. I knew I couldn't just dig in and rip him fit, so we just mixed the work up and made it solid each day, you know, and I was pretty, when I looked at him that morning going on the track, I thought, geez, he's got ribs, he's got everything, he's bouncing, you know, he's back to his bit of spring in his step, you know, he's sort of getting around like a fat kid in a lolly shop, you know. There wasn't much going on there, I tell you.
So, Paul, I want to take you back a bit. You're saying that you watched it by yourself. So I've got two questions. Were you confident that Luna Fox would run well, or were you just almost a passing interest in the race, almost?
Well, I'd really bet it in, and I just wanted to run eighth or better. And when I seen Embolism sort of kick and really put a bid in, I thought, geez, I think he's a fair horse, and he sort of ran back with us start prior. I thought, geez, well, we're some idea, you know, and then I really thought, geez, we're going to run into this and run a fifth, and I got pretty excited at that, let alone winning, you know. So,
so the second part of the question is, you said you were watching it from home. Are you a good watcher? But are you up on the couch riding at home, like pretending you're a jockey? How excited do you get?
I was on my own, so I'll let loose a bit, yeah. But screaming at the TV doesn't make him go any quicker, does it?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it helps. So where do you go next now with Luna Fox, Paul?
Yeah, well, look, we'd all had a talk on it, and we'd like to have a crack at the All Star. Tough gig, but anything can happen, as we've shown, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think anything's out of the question. No. Just in a minute, what you've done. Is he still a colt?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's the thing. I think you've got to have him, you know, and when I say you got to have them, you just got to keep playing with them until you find them. And this was just him, you know. Such a bad run first up. I had nothing to lose, and certainly, you know, worked hard on finding him, and it was a great, you know, great learning curve for me again, you know.
And so have you had any interest, any phone calls across the weekend from the studs? We saw the Blue Diamond winner come home with the $12.5 million, I think it was, value across the last week. Any phone calls from anyone talking about your horse?
No, I haven't. Not that the phone's been that busy. They might have gone through to the keeper a bit.
Right. And what about Mickey D? He's ridden him the last couple of rides. Any instructions pre-race for him? We're told that the only instruction was just stay off the fence. Don't be hemmed in.
Yeah. That's about it. I think Mickey's a great he's a great rider, and he's a full credit goes to Mickey. You know, you leg him on at that price, and he rode him like a $2 shot. Great credit to him. You know.
Oh, did you have anything on him at all?
Yeah, had a small investment. I started off at $10 and then couldn't help myself. I thought, this is ridiculous. You try that hard, you might as well put a little bit more on, you know. But only a small bit, you know. But good return.
Okay, did you put it in the quaddy? That's the big one. Did you get the quaddy?
No, not smart. I haven't got enough energy to look at all that, you know. Just keep it simple, I do.
Right, so do you take some of those winnings and head to Inglis today, the Oakland Junction, and buy another one, or what do?
No, well, you sort of, you got to keep your feet on the ground. Like, you know, like, I was definitely down here and looking for the next one, but I don't like spending a lot of money either.
You sound like my wife. Makes perfect sense to me. Well, it's a great story. I mean, the longest priced Group 1 winner in Australian racing history. You're now in the record books for a long, long time, I reckon. It'll be a while before we see another $310, $325 pop getter, a Group 1 in Australia, Paul. Well done to you and the crew. A fantastic performance. It was a great race, and hopefully Luna Fox continues the theme in the next couple of starts. Go get them.
No worries. Thanks, man. Bye.
Good start.